You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
We've got Roberto Soldado, the former Tottenham striker, to score and Villarreal to win. It was 18-5, it's now 5-1. And Daniel Sturridge to score and Liverpool to win. It was 18-5, it's now 5-1. Guys, what's your best bet in this one?
Villarreal would have been hoping to go into this in better form, I would have imagined. The fourth in La Liga, they've had a pretty good season, but they've just hit a little bit of a sticky patch of late. They were beaten by Rayo Vallecano recently, beaten by Real Madrid as well, and they drew with Real Sociedad. All of the Reals and a Rayo.
two Rails and a Rayo.
Yeah. But when you look at where Vallecano are in the league, they're 16th, and Sociedad are 11th. They're disappointing results for a team that are bidding for the Champions League places next season in La Liga. Their home form is okay. They've only had one defeat in their last 11. Only three home defeats in all competitions this season. And they've won all six home games in the Europa League this year as well. Five of them to nil, and they've only conceded one goal in that other game. So Villarreal at home are a tough proposition, particularly in the Europa League. Liverpool, they've hit a real purple patch, of course. Seven unbeaten. They beat Stoke 4-1, Dortmund 4-3, Bournemouth 2-1, Everton 4-0, and then a 2-2 draw with Newcastle at the weekend when, in all fairness, their eyes would have been drawn to this tie. They were 2-0 up in that game. I don't think you read too much into it. I think the 2-0 up, they start coasting. Newcastle have something more to play for, and they end up getting a draw. So I wouldn't really read into that. Liverpool are in fine form. Their away form in the Europa League isn't very good, though. They've only won once on the road in the competition this year. But then, conversely, they haven't lost either. They've drawn a lot of games. Five draws and one win. So I think that's probably what Liverpool and Jurgen Klopp will be aiming to do on Thursday night. Go to Villarreal, come back with a draw, win the tie on another huge night at Anfield. I think the most likely result is probably a draw. I think under 2.5 goals is stick on at 8-13. I don't think either side are going to want to give it away here. And a couple of goal scorers, if you want to look at them. Sturridge, as you mentioned in the headline offer, he's got three in his last three. He's starting to come back to form. And he needs to stake his claim to get a starting berth at Euro 2016. And at Liverpool, in fact, because Divock Origi is probably in front of him at the moment. And a player called Cedric Bakambu for Villarreal scored 12 goals this season. And he scored recently as well. He's started to hit form at the back end of the season. And that's where his goals have come. So if you're looking for goal scorers, I'd look at those two. But I'd say the most likely result would be a draw on Thursday night.
I think they'd be chuffed. I think if Liverpool... This is a scene setter for Liverpool, isn't it? I think,
it is.
As Mark mentioned there, if they can have that huge European night at Anfield again, they will be delighted. So I think even if they get beaten 2-1 and get that away goal, they'll be not happy with that result, but they'll accept that result. Just to pick up on a few things that Mark mentioned to elaborate on them, Cedric Bakambu is definitely a man that Liverpool will have a keen eye on. And without Mamadou Sakho, not mention that, that's a big loss for Liverpool.
Yeah.
I know that it maybe didn't affect them in that 2-2 draw against Newcastle, but when you consider they were 2-0 up in that game, he's a leader at the back. And I'm sure had he been playing, they wouldn't have drawn that game. They'd have gone on and won it. He's a big loss for them, Mamadou Sakho, and that's something that Klopp's mentioned publicly as well. He's not beaten around the bush as far as that's concerned, because some managers would say, yes, it's a loss, but we've got the players to step in. He's just said, listen, this is the way it is. Mamadou Sakho is a huge player for Liverpool Football Club, and without a doubt, we're going to miss him on Thursday night. They haven't got the same quality of central defender to come in. Martin Skrtel has lost that little bit of pace that he had. So he's completely not inept at the back now, but it's going to be difficult for him to match the pace of Bakambu. And there's only one man that scored more European goals in this competition than Cedric Bakambu this season, and that's Adjerits from Athletic Bilbao. So he's got 9, Bakambu. I think 9-5 is a fine price for him to score any time in this game. But Jurgen Klopp, since he took charge of Liverpool, he's not lost a European tie, winning 5 and drawing 5. So obviously he knows exactly how to set his teams up in Europe, just as he did when he was with Borussia Dortmund as well. I find this one a difficult one to call. Another stat worthy of mention as well is that Villarreal are winless in their last 10 games against English opposition. They've drawn 6 and lost 4 of those. I think this will be a draw. I think the draw is a good bet here. 2-1. I reckon Liverpool will take a 1-1 draw every single day of the week at 11-2. I'll even give you the scorers here. Cedric Bakambu and Daniel Sturridge to score anytime in the anytime goal scorers doubled market, 13-2. The way Sturridge took that first goal after a minute and a half against Newcastle at the weekend was exceptional. Ball over the top, chest control, spin, swivel finish on his left foot. He has put himself in the last 6 weeks, maybe even 3 or 4 weeks, in that England picture. Obviously, he's going to go to the Euros, and unless something happens to Harry Kane and Jamie Vardy, he'll be coming up in off the bench, but he will be a huge impact sub. That extra pace you've got with him in the last 15 minutes, because he's quicker than Harry Kane, will be invaluable, I think, for Roy Hodgson's men. So I'll go Cedric Bakambu and Daniel Sturridge both to score at 13-2, and I'll go for those two to score in a 1-1 draw in this game.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.